Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Yo, yo, what up, what up, what up, what up, what up, though? My bad. Welcome to the Ball Hawk Show podcast, man. Appreciate y'all for tapping in, man. This is like an impromptu episode. I just wanted to go live right quick. I want to discuss Angel Reese. I saw some, you know, some responses to her post-game interview with her teammates after they lost to Iowa. That I think that people are taking and running with it, you know, in my opinion. People on TV just using this situation to really share how they probably really feel about her. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to share Emmanuel Acho's statements on her. Then I'm going to share the actual post-game interview in its entirety. I'm not going to share all 10 minutes, but I'm going to share you like the lead up into her talking. And to why she responded the way she did, not only to the question, but why she got emotional. Because you see the post game in its entirety, or at least with more context, you understand how I feel like these professionals in the media are getting it wrong. That's just my opinion. They're getting it wrong. I don't think she's crying wolf. I don't think she is being a sore loser. I don't think she's not being accountable. I just really felt like it was her last interview at LSU. She's on the podium. She just lost in the Elite Eight. She wanted to repeat with her sisters. And it was a buildup until that clip that I feel like Acho responded to. So I'm going to show what he said about her. And then let me get the Baron out of the way. And if the connection's messing up, I apologize, man. It's, the weather ain't that good around here. But I'm going to share what he said. So hopefully you guys can hear this. And then I'm going to share the interview. Then I'm going to share my thoughts. And we're going to get up out of here. If somebody want to join, they could join. But I don't plan for this episode to be that long. So let's hear what Emmanuel had to say.
Angel Reese, you can't beat a big bad wolf, but then kind of cry like Courage the Cowardly Dog. Mm. Because if you want to act grown, which she has, if you want to get paid like you grown, which you are, if you want to talk to grown folks like you grown, which you did, post game when you told a coach for an opposing team, watch your mouth. If you want to tell people, get your money up, then post when you take an L. You just got to take it on the chin. Nobody mourns when the villain catches an L. And Angel Reese, you have self-proclaimed to be the villain. Shout out to you, because you were the second best basketball player on the court, and it was not close. Outside of Caitlin Clark, it was you. 17-20. Dog. Biggest game, second biggest game of your career. Absolute dog. But you can't, under any circumstance, go to the podium and now try to ask for individuals to give you sympathy. No one has sympathy for the villain. Mm-hmm. You painted the bullseye on your back. Why are you surprised when people shoot at you? So if you want to act grown, if you want to pose grown, if you want to talk grown, if you want to talk to grown folks grown, then you got to take the L like you grown. Because frustrated means when you want to be the villain, but you want to hope for sympathy like a hero.
All right. So he basically painted the picture like she went to the podium and was on some old woe is me after taking the L. Like everybody's against me and somebody's making death threat. Like he made it seem like she got to that podium and was just like, she can't take a loss. That's the picture he painted in that clip. It really did. That's the picture he's painting. And people are galvanizing behind him like, yes, yeah, right. If you're going to talk big, when you take care of, you know, people say humble yourself, right? You got some humble pie. That's what people usually say when a boisterous, loud mouth isn't successful. They'll say, you got humble. Because a lot of people want you to be quiet and not speak for yourself. No pun intended. So when you lose, you don't got to answer to anything. So he's painting it like she stepped up to that podium crying that she lost. But I'm going to share with you what led up the comments she made about the death threats and things of that nature, man. Let me get this video pulled up. It's a YouTube video. So YouTube, you know, as far as the monetization, I ain't trying to make money off of it. Y'all know how it is. But here you go. So this is a reporter's asking Falaje about Angel and her leadership. And then ACL is going to jump in and share her thoughts. I'm going to let you hear what both of them had to say about Angel and watch Angel's body language. And then another reporter is going to ask her one question about declaring. At this point, she didn't have a decision. And then another reporter is going to ask her another question. And I'm going to let you. And that's what led her into making a statement about the threats and everything that people took it and ran like she was playing victim. So listen to this.
Angel and the type of leadership that she's provided for this team. And Angel, can you just take me through what it meant to see what Flage was able to do in a game like this to, you know, put up 23 points and be a factor on both ends?
Bro, let me tell you something. Everybody can have their opinion on Angel Reese, but y'all don't know her. Like, y'all don't know Angel Reese. I know Angel Reese. I know the real Angel Reese. And the person I see every day is a strong person. Is a caring, loving person. The crown she wears is heavy, bro. She's the type of teammate that's gonna make you believe in yourself. The leap that I took from my freshman to sophomore year, Angel gave me that confidence to go be a dog, playing next to a dog every day. And, you know, just to see how the media ridiculed her, went through our problems, but like, this is my sister right here. And I'm so proud of her. Like, the media, y'all, how they like to twist, call it and all of that, y'all don't know Angel, bro. And I'm just happy that I get to play with her. I get to be around her presence. Her energy is different. Like, she just make me a better player. She make me a better player, and that's what great players do.
I'll say something too. I think, you know, Angel, the toughest people I've been around. People speak hate into her life. I've never seen people wish bad things on someone as much as her, and it does not affect her. She comes to practice every day. She lives her life every day. She lives how she wants to live. And you don't let nobody change that. And, you know, that's the key to life right there. Y'all do not get to her. Let me say it again. Y'all do not get to Angel Reese. So you might want to give it up. Throw the towel in because you're wasting your energy. So that was one of the first people I've been around.
Right here. Go ahead.
Dan Zakrzewski, Outkick.com. Angel, do you have any thoughts?
All right, so again, man, I know the connection's messing up. Y'all probably not getting the like everything in its entirety, and I'll release it as the podcast episode. But just to give you a background, like to recap what Flage and the HVL said, it basically was like, look, Flage was like, yeah, we had our issues. We worked through our issues. This is my sister. She's made me better for my freshman and sophomore year. Like, y'all just don't know. Like, she's a great leader. People want to paint her the villain. And she did get painted as the villain. Then she embraced the villain role. Let's just be honest, bro. Let's be honest. She embraced the villain role. It wasn't like she came out and said, I'm the villain. But when she did the You Can't See Me to Caitlin Clark, which was the darling, Caitlin became the good. She became the bad. That's the rivalry. It's like Magic and Bird. Who was the good back then and who was the bad? Even though Magic smiled, Magic was seen as the other side. You know what I'm saying? So you got your good and your bad, or the liked and not liked as much side, or, you know, you get what I'm saying. But I'm going to fast forward to the moment we've been waiting for as far as Angel making her statements that I felt like Acho ran with. So let's see. Let me see.
Go ahead right here. You had your hand up. Go behind then.
You did. I'm picking from The Athletic. This is for Flage and Angel. It seemed like you.
No, that's not it.
And you put your arm around Flage and Flage put your arm.
All right. It's after this.
Moment like for you.
Up and keep fighting.
So she was talking about when she fouled out.
Great job when I'm down or not having my best game, being able to have a player like a teammate like Flage as a sophomore, only a sophomore, step up and just lead the team. And through everything, she's led the team throughout the whole year. So we've had that relationship, and just being able to talk to her in that moment was great.
Yeah, she was just like they said, she was just holding me accountable. You know, I was telling her, cheer us on. Cheer us on, keep us going. You know what I'm saying? That's all I could do right there.
Erica L. Ayala with CBSSports.com. Angel, this question will be for you if you are willing to share. What was going through your mind as you heard your two teammates right here on the dais just taking the opportunity to really stand up for you and what your journey has been like that we don't get to see?
Here we go. This is the question. This is when she says what she says. You heard what the question was.
I don't really get to stand up for myself. I mean, I have great teammates. I have a great support system. I got my hometown. I got my family that stands up for me. I don't really get to speak out on things because I just try to ignore. And I just try to stand strong. Like, I've been through so much. I've seen so much. I've been attacked so many times. Death threats. I've been sexualized. I've been threatened. I've been so many things, and I stood strong every single time. And I just try to stand strong for my teammates because I don't want them to see me down and like not be there for them. So I just want to always just know, like, I'm still a human. Like, all this has happened since I won the national championship, and I said the other day I haven't seen him, and it sucks. But I still wouldn't change. I wouldn't change anything, and I would still sit here and say, like, I'm unapologetically me. I'm going to always leave that mark and be who I am and stand on that. And hopefully the little girls that look up to me, and hopefully I give them some type of inspiration that, you know, hopefully not this hard and all the things that come at you, but keep being who you are. Keep waking up every day. Keep being motivated, staying who you are, staying 10 toes back down, and just be confident.
Be who you are and just be confident.
Kim,
can you? All right. So here's the thing, man. Here's the thing. If a question, like if somebody asks you, hey, Joe Blow, can you just respond to what you just heard from your two teammates speaking up for you? And then can you reflect, like, you, like, at least a reporter was kind and said, you may not want to answer this, but can't, you know, if you could you share with us, basically, can you reflect on the type of year you had, like what you went through and how you continue to show up every day? Basically is what she wanted to know. And usually athletes don't answer that, you know, next comment, but this is like her last post-game interview. Now it is her last post-game interview. At the point, she didn't know, but she probably did know. She probably didn't know. Don't matter. But for somebody to say that she was playing, like that sound, like when I hear the question, or just looking at the entire post interview, is 10 minutes. Victim did not come to my mind. hearing her talk. If I just heard her talking without the question, I probably would be like, damn, is she playing victim? But even in that soundbite, she said, but I wouldn't change anything. And I want to make sure I show young people to stand up tall, be unapologetically who you are. So you're not playing victim. You're showing, despite the attacks, I'm still going to stand tall. That's not a victim. That's not a victim. A victim is a tired of people always talking about me. Just leave me alone. That's a victim. I did not hear a victim. I just feel like, man, sometimes, man, people just pick and choose, man. They really do. On one hand, you want athletes to answer questions, stand there, look at adversity in the eyes, and share your thoughts. And then when they share their thoughts, you pick apart and say, oh, I wouldn't have said this. Oh, what? Like, who cares, bro? Like, you a nobody. We don't care about you. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not taking a shot at you, but everybody is so coached after they see the outcome. Like, y'all see the outcome. So whatever the majority is saying, majority of the time you're going to say, oh, yeah, because I would have did it like this, like that, because you're seeing if it's looked at as a positive or a negative. If it's looked at as a negative, you can say, no, I wouldn't have done that. If it was positive, oh, yeah, I would have did that. Absolutely. Because you want to be liked. Everybody wants to be liked and loved. It just is what it is. You don't want to go through the world with 80% of the world not liking you. Like, as much as people say, I don't care what people think, you care. You care. It's either going to drive you to be great, or it's going to drive you to get out of here. But those are your two options. You know what I'm saying? But long story short, I feel like Acho did her a disservice. I really did. I really think he painted her as a sore loser. He really painted her as a sore loser. He painted her as somebody who is a front runner, that when they lose, they tuck their tail and they don't want to talk and they mope.
Do you want a beautiful lawn? Enter True Green, the easiest way to get a great lawn. Just water and mow and they'll do the rest. Weed control, fertilization, aeration, and more. True Green is the official lawn care treatment provider of the PGA Tour. And they have a verified best price, which guarantees you the lowest price with no compromise on quality. You do you. Let True Green do your lawn care. Visit TrueGreen.com, TrueGreen.com, to get the best lawn at the best price with the best people. Guaranteed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
No, like, that wasn't her. She sat up there and she talked the entire time. Anytime you ask about Caitlin Clark, she praises Caitlin Clark. Even after the game, she embraced Caitlin Clark and they said something to each other and they smiled. Even when people was waving by to her, she didn't get a finger up. Now, as far as Acho saying, you know, you said something to a coach, watch your mouth stuff. Look, bro. If a coach, like, as much as we say mind your manners, if an adult stoops down to a kid, you can't be mad at the kid for being the kid and responding to the adult. You got to hold the adult more responsible. So if she says to a coach, like, watch your mouth, we got to look at the paid professional coach who's looked at as the leader. That's like me saying something to a kid and I get mad that the kid feels disrespect and disrespects me, and I'm disrespectful. Like, I disrespect the kid. Like, I 100% disrespect the kid, and the kid disrespect me back. And I say, how dare you as a kid speak to me like that? First of all, I went down to their level. So I don't get to play that card. So that's why I feel like in that situation. Ed said, fans want athletes to answer questions. They just want the answers to be what we expect, not answers that make us think or re-examine our values. I like that. I like that. I like that. Because look, her saying she received death threats, her saying she received or being sexualized because she may have been in a bikini and things like that. She's taking you behind the curtain of the adversity she has to fight through. We all do that. Like when somebody has an autobiography or somebody say, hey, can you reflect on just the journey to get here? They'll usually tell you the obstacles they had to overcome to get there. When you provide your testimony to somebody, you share the obstacles you overcame. Somebody said, why she ain't do all this when she won? They ain't going to ask her to talk about how tough the year was. Like when you, like, you answer the questions that's provided for you. That's all I'm going to say. So we can't, like, she just did this unprovoked and was like on a woe is me tour. Oh my God, I lost. Kaylin beat me. But I went through death threats and I want you guys to know I'm human. No, she didn't do that, bro. Now she declared for the draft. Salute to her. She got these NIL deals that she can take to the WNBA as a pro and still can make hella money. Kaylin going to make hella money because we know she declaring. She still got games to go. She's still trying to win that ring. I saw Juju Watkins being very emotional after a game, and people are so like confused at athletes showing like, don't, you can't be crying. You remember people made fun of Caleb Williams crying with his mom? Like, I don't understand those, man. Y'all too tough for me. Y'all too robotic. Y'all got damn short circuits around here. Johnny Five is alive. I don't get it, man. But I just want to provide y'all context, man, of what went down and why I didn't agree with Emmanuel Ogbuadjo. I did not agree with him. And people kept asking me why I didn't. I couldn't articulate myself well enough with my thumb. So I had to do a quick live and a quick episode so y'all could hear this on wax. I ain't got nothing against the man. I think he do a great job on the show. But I didn't agree with the take. And I thought it was dangerous because it allowed all the folks to come on and be like, yeah, get her, Ogbuadjo. Yeah, I told you. I told you. And I was like, man, that's crazy. That's crazy. Ed says, she's a beautiful girl, an athlete. I'm a Raiders fan. I respect her embracing the heel role. Exactly. So that's the thing, too. Flage even said it. The people behind the pens and the keyboards and the mics created the villain lane for her, like pushed her to be the villain. Because I always say you're always good and evil in every story. You ain't going to have two good guys going at it. You're going to look at somebody as the bad guy. Somebody going to be the heel. She embraced the heel. She had no choice to embrace the heel, right? Everything she did was being overly analyzed. It was. And we pick and choose which athletes we allow to show passion. We really do. And we really got to stop doing that as fanatics, as people in journalism, and people in sports entertainment. We really got to stop doing that. We pick and choose the favorites of who's passionate and who's a diva. If you think about it, when you call somebody a diva and they show an emotion, what's the difference of a passionate person showing emotion? Because even if you think the leader is about the team, the leader still wants to win for himself. He, she. Think about that. When somebody is passionate about something, you call them a leader and they want what's best for the team. Who's a part of the team? That individual. They want that self-gratification of being the winner. That's a selfishness feeling. That's why, you know, like now the diva going to want to make sure that they get their individual fix and the team fix for all the fixes to be in. But you can slice it up and dice it up any way you want it and paint a picture to even make the leader be the diva. You know what I'm saying? Leaders don't like when people talk back to them and don't like how they leading. They don't like the pushback. They don't like the information returned back to them. Isn't that what a diva is? A diva is usually hard to please. Oh, it's a lot of leaders that's hard to please, right? Think about that when somebody say somebody a diva and what the definition of a diva is. Oh, somebody who's very hard to please, doesn't like the information shared with them or the feedback given to them, basically having temper tantrums. Look at your most beloved leaders. It's my way or the highway. Is that not a diva? I'm just asking, bro. That's it. I'm trying to make you think. I ain't got no issue with an athlete showing emotions. I really don't. It's an emotional game. Put on this happy face and, hey, man, you can't use this time and place. Nah, hell, it's the perfect time because I'm going to get it out right now. I'm not going to take this feeling I have that's in between the lines or on the field or on the diamond, whatever sport you play, take it into the locker room where there are cameras and media folks. Take it to the podium where there are camera and media folks and then let it out around my loved ones where they shouldn't even get the brunt of that negative energy. No, I'm going to leave it at the job. That's why they show their emotions as soon as they leave the field. That's why they show their emotions on the podium. That's why they're showing these, like you want them to show it at that setting, at that location, not when they leave the arena or the field. You would want the athlete to show the emotions and the frustrations and the anger at the podium. That's showing they care, right? But y'all would say that they weak. Like, Angel Reese wasn't out here just saying, woe is me. Oh, I'm getting picked on. I'm getting death threats. No. The lady said, can you reflect on your year and how tough it was? And, you know, just hearing your teammates take up for you because your teammates say y'all don't know what she go through. Y'all don't know what she got to overcome. Two teammates, a white teammate and a black teammate, for all you people who like to play race cards. She had both ends of the spectrum. She had a teammate from last year and even a new teammate that came from Louisville. Saying basically the same thing. She's a great teammate. She's a great leader. She comes to work. She's a dog. She's tough. Somebody who a dog don't play victim. So if two people are going to say you a dog, she ain't playing victim, bro. She reflected on what she went through, and she said, I wouldn't change it for nothing. And I want to show young girls, hey, be proud of who you are and get through it. You still stand tall. That's not a damn victim. That's not a victim. Y'all got to relax and cut it out. Ball Hawk, man, I'm out of here. Peace.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, didn't see that coming, and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.